Good morning, everyone. Welcome into another Dean Richards Sunday morning show. Back in the old days when I was just a little baby DJ. Shawnee, you remember that when I was just a little baby DJ?
Well, you're older than me, but I do remember.
Okay, yes. You don't need to bring that up. I don't think that's necessary. But we used to...
Yes, I do remember.
We used to slam those Barry Manilow songs. And remember the...
One after another in the 70s.
Phone lines would go crazy, and everybody wanting to hear all the Barry Manilow songs that were coming out. And, I said back then, I'll say it today, this man is an incredible, incredible musician, songwriter, performer. And we are lucky enough to have him here in Chicago for the next few days at the Chicago Theater. Very Barry Christmas. Barry Manilow joining us on the phone line right now. Hello there, my friend.
Hey, how many years have you and I been talking?
Barry, I was trying to think of it. I know I had a full head of hair back then. That's for sure. It was,
do you think I was at Mr. Kelly's when you and I started talking?
It might have been, it was, I want to say it's like when Could It Be Magic first came out, Mandy.
Well, that was the first album, and that was even before Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, it was the earliest of songs, and then to the Chicago Theater and the Poplar Creek. I mean, name the venue. Barry has sold it out through the years. And how great that you're still out there and doing shows tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday at the Chicago Theater. Let me just start off with, how are you? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, nothing seems to have changed. So I'm still at it, making records and doing concerts until they stop coming. And stop listening.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. Everybody who goes to see a Barry Manilow show always says when they come out, that was a hell of a show. That man puts on a hell of a show, and he really.
You know, that's what's happening with this one too. This is a different one for me because I started doing these holiday shows a couple of years ago, and they are so beautiful. And the word I keep hearing from these people is joy when they leave. And these people that we're playing for, like the last couple of nights, these are jaded people. They don't use that word a lot, but they do at the end of our show. So I thought, well, I don't tour very much anymore, but I thought, I think I have to take this to some of my favorite cities. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, and you've always said that Chicago has been one of your favorite cities. What are some of your memories here, aside from watching the slow dissension of my hairline through the years?
Right. Yeah, well, that's number one, of course. we played every place. You're right. We played. Wasn't there a place that we opened called Rosemont, something or other? Rosemont?
Yeah, the Rosemont Horizon.
Horizon, right. So we opened that place, and then, like you said, Poplar Creek. We had, a Manilow convention, our very first one. I hope I'm right. And the very, very first one happened in Chicago, and it was wild. It was just wild. A fan club convention, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I do remember those moments.
I know from my days as a music DJ and talking to your fans on our hit lines every night, you have the most passionate, most enthusiastic fans of any performer that I've seen. I mean, that's just got to make you feel so good after all these years.
Oh, yeah. I didn't expect it to last. Dean, I didn't expect it to last this long. Honestly, I didn't expect it to after the first album. And anything after that was a surprise. The first album did have Could Have Been Magic on it and a couple of real nice songs on it, but, it didn't sell very well. I thought, well, I'm going to go back to conducting and writing commercials and doing everything I was doing back then. But that second album had Mandy on it, and everything exploded right after that.
Yeah. Do you have songs that you most particularly enjoy doing of your greatest hits. There are so many of them. I wonder if you go on stage and each time you perform these songs, you find a new way to keep yourself, creatively charged, by performing these songs so they don't become routine to you.
No, they haven't. Isn't that amazing? Every night is like the first time. I swear. Every night is like the first time. I'm very lucky when it comes to that. I don't get bored. But the one that is the biggest surprise for me, because I wasn't crazy about this song, Can't Smile Without You. I wasn't crazy about it. It was too simple. I did a really fine record of it, but I thought, it's not really the kind of thing that I like. I like better chord changes and better lyrics So I never really took it seriously, but it's probably my favorite one that I do because the audience loves it so much. Really, they just love this song, and therefore I loved this song these days more than all of them.
Yeah, in many ways it's become a kind of an anthem for you. Your fans saying to you, you saying to your fans, your love and appreciation for each other. Not to mention that it was featured on an episode of Family Guy, one of my favorite episodes of Family Guy as well.
Was it on Family Guy? Is that the one what's his funny name? What was his name?
Quagmire.
Quagmire. No, I haven't seen it. I sang
You haven't
Andy.
Seen it? You haven't seen it?
I did it. But I saw it once. But I sang Old Quagmire. Were you
right.
I sang Mandy to him.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. And it's become such a signature. Right. I need to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come right back. I want to talk about your Las Vegas residency. I'm hearing that the musical that have been working on, Harmony, for years is coming. We've got so much more to talk about with Barry Manilow when we come right back. You not to sing along with this song. I dare you when you hear it. It's not possible. The great Barry Manilow, who we are lucky enough to have here in Chicago tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday at the beautiful historic Chicago Theater for his A Barry Christmas Show, A Very Barry Christmas Show. You do all the hits and holiday favorites in the show, right, Barry?
I do. Yes, I do.
You must have played the Chicago Theater before, I'm guessing, right?
It's beautiful, too. It's beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. It's really nice here. You ought to come down and check us out. I have an inn. I can get you a couple of seats.
Wow. I didn't know that I had that kind of pull with somebody to get in. I always love seeing your shows. I would just love to come and say hello to you and,
wish
you happy holidays.
I think you'd love it. I think you'd love it. Everybody seems to love it.
We'll,
I do too.
Yeah,
the only reason I keep doing it is because I'm still loving it.
We'll make some calls after the show and see if we can make the connection there.
Good.
I was thinking about during the break, I was thinking about one of the times that you visited with us here on the Sunday show. Our studios were still over in Tribune Tower. We're right on the Michigan Avenue. And it was torrentially pouring, raining outside. Torrentially. And you were still nice enough to come in, even though there were thunderstorm warnings and lightning and everything. And you were still nice enough to come in. And your fans were outside in the rain, standing outside in the pouring rain to see you. You said bring them inside. You said, let these people come inside. How nice.
Good
you
for me.
Yeah, no, you were super nice to your fans. But that brings me to another thing. I wonder, if thunderstorms follow you wherever you go, because, we watched this We Love New York concert that you did this past summer, in which they shut down the show during your song, during Can't Smile Without You, as a matter of fact.
I know. This guy came over and said, get off the stage. I said, am I that bad? I was right in the middle. I was right in the middle of my high note of Can't Smile Without You. And, the lightning started. And there was this gig announcement over these huge speakers that was even louder than what we were doing. And then suddenly my monitors in my ears just went dead. And I looked around, and this guy was waving at me to get me off the stage. And they kept saying we were going to come back, but that thunderstorm, holy moly, it never stopped. It never stopped all night long. Oh. So we weren't able to come back and finish it.
Yeah, well, it was part of the hurricane that was coming down the eastern seaboard at the time. So they unfortunately
they had predicted that it wouldn't happen until the next day, but it happened that night.
Something to put in your memoirs, you know, a day like that.
No, that was serious. Yeah. I've never seen rain like that.
You mentioned that you're not touring enough, you know, just visiting select cities, but people can still see you in Las Vegas. I know you're going to be performing again in February. February, March, April. I mean, you're starting up your Las Vegas residency again in 2022, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get off the road. That's a young person's thing, going from hotel to hotel and airport to airport. I've done it so many years. But I didn't want to stop. I love being with the band. I love doing this kind of performing, and I sure did miss the audiences. So it just happened that we were offered this residency, and that was the perfect answer. That we could still be together. I could still do what I like doing and get off the road. That's a big job these days. Airports are crazier and crazier and crazier. So, but I was done.
Yeah. With precautions that need to be taken now in airports and hotels and all that. How did you fare during the worst of the pandemic, although we seem to be having a little bump in some cities right now. Did you just sit it out and relax at home a little bit? Were you keeping busy working on other projects? What were you doing during all that?
That's exactly my answer. That's exactly what happened. We all did. We just stayed home for all those months. I'm a creator, so I came up with all sorts of things that I wanted to do, and it was great being home, but not for that reason. But it was scary, and we all just stayed home and did what we could do at home, and it feels like it's starting up again, although it's kind of confusing. Now they say that it might ease up in a couple of months, and that would be good.
Yeah, let's hope. You know, we've gone through this before, mm-hmm. where we kind of breathe a sigh of relief. Seems like mm-hmm. everything's going okay, and then suddenly there's another outbreak because people get careless. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. What is the latest, Barry, with your musical Harmony? I'm hearing that it's headed to Broadway. Is that the case?
Yeah. This time we are heading it. Well, we've been trying to get this beautiful, beautiful piece of work up for years now. And so now we head towards New York in April, May. April is previews. May is, or maybe it's March and April. Maybe it's March and April. You got to check it out. It's really a beautiful show. It will be in New York during, I guess it's March and April. And we'll see what happens if we can get it to uptown to the big theaters. We started in a smaller house, which mm-hmm. is a very respectable small house. And here we go again with Harmony. It's just a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's something to look forward to. A couple of, great things to look forward to with your residency in Vegas and this musical.
And then, of course, there's a new album. I've always got a new album. There's always... Bill Zamy, the wonderful writer that bases out of Chicago, once said in an article, he goes, there's always the next one with him. And it's true. There's always the next one with me. I've always got a million ideas. There's always something coming out, an album, a tour, or a Broadway musical.
I've said this during the pandemic when actors, singers, musicians, performers of any kind, the pandemic could not keep them down. They got online. They got on Zooms. It's what I've been saying. Creative people must create. They cannot stop creating, and that's the case with you.
God, you should have all had stock in Zoom, don't you think?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom world now.
Crazy. It's crazy. Are you aware that Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, both with Nirvana and his own band, the Foo Fighters now, that he's done a version of Copacabana? Did you know that?
Somebody showed it to me. Yes. Yes. He, you know, I kind of know him, and I'm crazy about him. I'm just crazy about him. Every time I talk to him, it's like talking to a professor. He's so smart.
Yeah.
You know, he's so different than what he's made a career out of, which is so great when he does that. But he's so, he's just a great human being. I'm crazy about him. I'm reading his book. He's got an autobiography out.
Right.
And he said, hey, would you know it? He's a terrific writer, too.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
I would pay anything to be a fly on the wall while Barry Manilow and Dave Grohl are just sitting around having a chat.
Yeah. You would be surprised. Or maybe you wouldn't. With just two guys. And he's just a great guy.
Of course that makes perfect sense, but you know, I'm imagining him asking you, so how did you make Weekend in New England? What was your secret? And you asking him, and then suddenly Barry has a Foo Fighters tribute album coming.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's great at what he does.
Yeah.
He's just great at
it. He really is. Barry, thank you so much for taking a little time to say hello to us. It's a pleasure. Barry's Barry Christmas shows are at the Chicago Theater tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday. If you want to just be entertained to the max, check out Barry's shows. They are going on right now. Barry, I'm going to do my best to get over there because I just want to say hello to my old friend and see your show and wish you a happy holiday and all the best for 2022. It's a real pleasure to talk to you always.
Back at you. Thanks for this.